club foot somewhere. And, but he liked to work. He'd hold cotton one thing or another. And he liked to get out and work with us children. And I liked to work with him. And he called me Little Master. Little Master. And they would, they'd call me when I was small. If when I got to be around 15, they'd call me Mr. like that. They'd call him Mr.
If they became angry at a white man, what do you think they might call him behind his back? What kind of?
Well, I really, of course, I don't know.
I was just wondering, what is this term, redneck? Would they call him white man?
Redneck. Well, now that's more of a white term.
It is.
Yeah, that's what the white, one white man has a reference to another white group of people, ignorant folks, as being rednecks.
So that's.
Well, now that's where the people on this side of the track would probably refer to those on the other side of the track as being rednecks.
I see.
That's it, but
it was kind of an they insult. Don't,
that would become near to it.
Uh-huh.
But
would people ever joke with each other and say, "Were you old redneck?" Or just as a joke?
Well, I've heard that. Yes, I've heard that.
I know in Georgia, the men often call each other crackers. Georgia cracker, but as a kind of joke, you know, it's a sort of way to.
Well, what it means really is, for lack of culture, you know, you're living close to nature, and of course you have to either dig it out of the sun or go around half naked or something like that, and the sun gets to you, and you, of course your shoulders and neck's red, and they just call you redneck, you know. If you're refined, educated, you don't have to get out in the sun, so therefore you're not redneck.
I see.
So actually, I think that's where the distinction comes in.
So a man who did not have a suntan, that was kind of upper class.
That's right. Didn't have to plow and hoe cotton and all that stuff. He wasn't a redneck.
I see.
He belonged to the gentry style folks.
Did you ever hear a colored man call a white man a Hoosier?
Hoosier?
Right.
Yeah. Now, I really don't, that's sort of a, that's really, they're getting really down to the, where they're, so like the way some of these folks are living today, some of this, what are the hippies?
See.
Just a hippie now. That's a Hoosier.
I see.
See, your idea of a hippie, my idea of a hippie, there then was the idea of a Hoosier. Well, just folks living together and all that kind of stuff.
I see.
They were Hoosiers.
Would the colored people, who were the good colored people, would they look down on that sort of?
Yeah, they was niggers was the same way. They were immoral in a way. Their standards of moral are not as high as white people. That is, they don't keep it concealed as much.